Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Happy December, everyone. Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour. I'm your host, Dawn Thompson, of Dawn of the New Era, and my co-host.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, crack me up. I can always count for a Gypsy Wagon laugh.
There you go. And I'm Iggy Garcia.
So I didn't feel very good this morning, but I'm feeling much better. I don't know if I ate something or if there's a virus going around or what, but I'm feeling much better. And, you know, health, vitality, paying attention to, like, what I'm eating, how I'm eating, when I'm eating. I guess there's a deeper call for that for me. I was just kind of jotting down. I always like to channel right before the show, so I was jotting it down and I jotted down health, hibernation, winter, sensitive, just really sensitive, which I have been. And I think it's part of like this huge, massive shift. We're going through so many changes. I know personally, I'm noticing that people are like night and day different, like people that you've known for, or I've known for years and years and years. I'm like, wow, you really seem kind of like a different person. It's very interesting. I mean, I know that the prophecies of this time period was that there would be a split in personalities, that people would either live with their hearts or they would stay in their head, the fear and the ego, and that the worlds would split. And so what I'm noticing is I'm having a interesting time, like, because the worlds haven't totally, I don't know what that looks like, what the world split, but I'm beginning to get an inkling of what's happening and how it's showing up for me, so that I get very sensitive. So we have a really cool show planned. We're going to see what Iggy's been up to, and I've got some really great events to share. In fact, this is the busiest month, and I think this is the busiest month I've seen Iggy's events on Facebook. So we have a lot of cool offerings to share, especially if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, to, you know, engage and practice in different things. I also want to say that I updated my website, and now you can get subscribed to my email list. That way you don't have to try to figure out, you know, what's going on when. And
good.
This is a long time coming. Jeez Louise. And it took took me forever to figure this technology thing out. I'm an indigo, not a millennial. I'm like, what? How do I do that? But yeah, it's on there, and it's a great list. And I also have a Facebook group, and this group is called The Beehive, because I've been working with bee medicine, and I mentioned that last month. And what's freaking awesome about that is that I was pulled to a book to read something towards the end of the show, and I opened right up to the bees. Something about it, about bees. And I was like, come on, this is so cool. So yeah, dawn-thompson.com for those email updates, The Beehive. And yeah, so that's what I've been up to. And we have a special guest today. We have, I just met him last weekend. He's one of the co-founders of The Belief Board, which is a super cool affirmation board, and I'm going to share my experience with it because the other co-founder, Terry, gave me one, and it kind of changed. I mean, it helped me out a lot. It helped me out when I was going through those teeth pain and infections, and I would stare at this board because I put it right by my TV, or I put it right across from the couch, so I would be in pain, or I'd be sick, or I'd be grieving, whatever was going on with me in the last couple of years. I sit on the couch and I look up and I see resist nothing. And I'm like, okay. I won't let this get me. I'll just breathe into it, man. Did I ever tell you about that, Iggy? The board and the tooth pain?
No.
Yeah, it was a lifesaver. And then I have one more at the top of my steps. It says, be gentle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to talk to them, too.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know what number they're calling on, so hopefully they I got a lot of calls.
That's the number
here, so
I called
like,
on.
No, but I mean, like, their phone number on the switchboard, so maybe they'll send you a message. Maybe they can send something in the chat room. All right, cool.
Yes, and it'll be right. He's calling in right at 12:30, so that might help, but it might not either. Maybe I'll get that for you.
I use my intuition, my intuitive powers.
It's the new era.
Hi, can I help you?
Common sense.
They'll be like, yeah. No, I'm just checking.
I'm feeling so much better. Oh, I'm feeling so much better. Tell me about you. Tell me what's been going on with you. We talked a little bit.
Well, I've been just trying to keep myself busy. A lot of life changes, personal changes. Probably won't get on here on too much on the radio about. But just been trying to just reorganize myself, and I'm actually doing a pretty good job just getting out there. I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of relaunching myself again, and you know, getting back on the email list, doing the newsletters once a month like I used to do. You know, just kind of get carried away sometimes with life. I have an introduction to urban shamanism this Saturday. The next week I have a class called a Sevenfold Legacy Chair Gestalt, which is actually an indigenous system of healing in a community setting of in a circle with other people representing your family members. And I got the new moon, sacred singing bowls, the drummings, and all kinds of cool stuff that I'm doing. And whatever you're doing, whatever I can make do. I mean, December's pretty jam-packed.
Phew! You are telling me. Four workshops, a dance party, and then I'm going Christmas, and then I'm going to Aruba.
Yeah, that's awesome. Put me in your luggage.
I got to get really healthy for Aruba. I mean, I'm grateful for my body showing me that one little thing goes awry, and it's like not having it. I'm like, okay, I've been sleeping 10 to 12 hours. I mean, like, I've been really doing the bear.
Good.
To the Columbus Zoo and saw the big brown bear, and he was hibernating. I was like, I'm going for it, too. And so I've become more sensitive, and you know, once I got that initiation with the bees, I still don't know what all happened, but I know that they're working not only with me, but at the same time, all these other friends of mine are like, yeah, I'm seeing bee art, bee shoes, bee, and I looked into becoming a beekeeper, and at the time I wasn't able to afford it, but I don't know. They're just simply, and I'll recap it in case people didn't hear it. Last month, I was doing a ceremony, a really cool sacred ceremony with dolls, made a spirit doll. We closed the circle. I backed up into a yellow jacket nest, and they stung me. Mostly on the feet, but they got me some, you know, up on the upper torso as well and the thigh. And I remember being in shock. I didn't know what was going on, you know, because, well, hey, I'm in this ecstasy of this really cool sacred festival, and there's pain and there's a lot. And I didn't understand, like, my brain couldn't comprehend what was going on. I remember looking down and seeing one, like, in my bra, like, half in my bra and half out my bra. I was like, what is happening? I don't remember bees being like this. But they were, you know, the yellow jackets. And so anyways, the pain, the sheer pain really, like, went through my system, and we're connecting. And because I have so much, or last, you know, several years of mindfulness training, tapping into how my body feels, which we do usually in meditation, you know, what does this feel like? Just checking in, I was really able to not resist. Again, the belief board saying, resist nothing. I tell you what, that belief board took me on a journey, and it's taught me so much. So I So I didn't resist it, and my friend made me a bath, and I just let the pain start to connect and clear. And another woman was there who went to Mexico to get stung by the bees on purpose, because it's like an acupuncture. You know how a little bit of poison, they say, can build your immunity and be good for you. So they take the bee and the bee venom and so I was glad she had that experience, because I had pulled the bee medicine card when I arrived at this festival. So to be stung by these little guys, it told me, okay, there's a purpose, because I had the card, the Oracle card. But yeah, I found the pain to be interesting. It was pretty bad, but bearable. And then it took me on a journey, and I feel very different ever since. I feel very, very different. And so I had like a bee in my yard land on me and tried to suck nectar from my fingertips. Like it was like its little tongue was like, la, 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 la. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is a scary, cool feeling. Seriously, have you ever heard of that? He thought that
I've had butterflies do that.
Oh, that would be sweet. It was cool. That was a very interesting. I mean, it was just looking. It kept landing on me, going, I know you got honey, girl. Where's it at? And I'm like, why is this bee landing on me? And that's how my fingertip is like, oh, this looks like this bat.
I had one on my drum just sit there while I was playing it.
Whoa. When was
this? There's pictures of that on Facebook. This was during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
A small bee. Yeah, that was pretty cool. He wouldn't move. He just went along with the bee, just stood there. And I was playing pretty hard.
Wow.
He's just like, yeah,
I know
more,
you do.
More. More.
That's crazy cool. Well, I got this bee shamanism book, because I started Googling it, of course, especially when one died on my altar at work, perched up, a perfect bee. I come into work one day, and there's a bee on my altar, and I'm like, what the? I'm like, okay, fine, I'll figure you out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I like to be self-taught and go in and listen, but I like to research too. And they said something about bees being the tears of Isis. There's like bees all up in the hieroglyphs, petroglyphs.
Yeah,
so cool.
Bee medicine.
Bee medicine. Yeah, this guy in the book, he takes this whole journey and, yeah, gets stung on purpose, and I'm halfway through the book. Didn't you have the book, too? Were you going to read it last month?
Yeah, we actually were kind of reading it at the same time. Remember, I was like, you had it out. I saw it on your Instagram post, and I was like, I have that book right on my nightstand. I think I was laughing. Just
good.
Like
it's
that.
It's pretty good. I can only read so much at a time, but I think my brain is different. From being online all the time, it can't read just read a whole book anymore.
Yeah, it has a strange rhythm to it, so you have to really I got to take in pieces and parts. I can't just sit there and read all day.
Okay, so you're having that experience too. Yes, interesting. We'll see what happens. I mean, here I go. I open up the prophet, and let me see if I can say his last name. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of this book. The prophet Khalil Gibran, maybe. But he writes about different things. I actually read his Joy and Pain poem at my friend's funeral last year. You know, how we can't have joy, we can't know joy without pain and vice versa, like the polarity of the two. And but I was pulled to the pleasure, he talks about work, eating. I almost said eating because of my unmindful eating and me getting sick. I'm like, maybe I'm supposed to read this on the show, but I was really pulled to pleasure, and I'll be darned if I didn't open it up. I'm like, okay, what's pleasure say? And it's talking about the bees. So I haven't even fully read it yet. I'm going to take a moment maybe to meditate with you guys before we read it. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, I love meditating. So we have our physical, mental, spiritual health. We're going to call in all parts of ourselves, our pain body, emotional body, physical body. call that into alignment. And I'm going to take a moment to tap in, and I ask that you guys do that too. Take a moment, if you can, to shut your eyes, contact your breath. Really notice the sounds around you while breathing. Notice the temperature of the atmosphere on your skin. And as you're noticing, realize that you are the eternal witnesser. You're meditating, you're contacting that place in you that is eternal and that watches and experiences without judgment. That is the being, the part of you that does connect the physical, emotional, and spirit body. Allow your breath to deepen and your body to sink more into Mother Earth, your chair, wherever you may be. Visualize yourself standing upon past, present, future. You might have one leg in the past. You might have one leg in the future. Notice how unstable that can be. Begin to take one foot off the past and step fully, gently, and mindfully into the now. Proceed with the other foot, taking it out of the future and joining your other foot in the present now. The five senses let us know that we're alive, that we're here, that it is now. So whether it is pain or pleasure, track your body once more, getting a sense of how grounded you feel or etheric. Getting a sense, if you can feel your heart beating in your chest. Can you feel your belly? If you're holding your belly in, give you a nice deep breath and a relaxing every one of those belly muscles. Pay close attention to your feet. Are they upon the ground, the earth? Are they in shoes, socks, barefoot? What's that like? What's it like to feel your feet in this moment? Be very clear that while you're in the moment, you will know, you will intuitively know what comes next. And the more that you're in your body and in your breath and in peace, mind, body, spirit, the more you will know what to say yes to and what to say no to as it comes. You don't have to be in the future trying to figure it out, for it's going to show up in your ego mind. That 10% of consciousness that works so hard is not what's going to create the majority of what will be. But that ego mind is the messenger, is the voice for the deeper, higher self, the heart self. So if those are connected, then you can say yes to your contributions to the new era that is rising on top of the old crumbling one. And you will know when to say no, so that you do not martyr. You do not do anything unless it is of the highest good for you and all. and one of the most important voices for us to contact is that voice of self-compassion, that voice of, I did that, I don't feel good, or oh, I don't like this voice in my head, and I'm going to love myself anyways. A painful process, but one that is imperative to heal our future, must unwind up to 7 generations and beyond of conflict, self-judgment, certain parts of religions telling us that we're bad, dirty, ugly. But there's only one age, one way to look, one way to be. This is simply not true. Become very curious as to what the next moment may bring, but stay in this one. You can start to open your eyes or strengthen your gaze, and you might want to look up to the tip top, not with your head, with your eyes, and then slowly come down. Stretch your eyeballs. I feel like a lot of you out there need a good eyebrow stretch. And then once you do that, come back to the middle, again, keeping your head still, and then take your eyes all the way to the right, back forward, and to the left. You can also take one round, looking up at 12 o'clock, come down to 1, 2, 3, 4. And just keep on going. Doesn't that feel good? Come
yep.
back to the middle. So I do want to say that a lot of the journeys and the offerings and the teachings that me and Iggy are putting out, and I know several other people, these are important to rewire, not so much the self-help books or the, you know, things of that nature, but the ancient ways mixed with some of the future ways, and I bring in some of these alien ways, Atlantean ways, and you know, what I just facilitated was a channeling. So a lot of, whether you go to the Sacred Heart event, go to the Eve and Lilith, I let spirit show and teach and tell using my experience and through me in order for us to, you know, basically come to self-love. That's the two main teachings of a new era that were meant. They've been here for a while. They're kind of hidden in a lot of religions. Be open, be youthful, stay curious like a child. Come from your heart, not your head, which is a practice. I mean, I'm not that great at the heart-head thing yet. I'm still doing it along with everyone else. And I can also speak to, you know, part of the, and we'll speak more about the belief board here in a few minutes with Greg, but, you know, that was helpful because it's always there. So it's inundating my subconscious. Do you know what I'm saying, Iggy? Like, you got to have something that gets into that hidden space.
Yeah. Absolutely. I understand.
Well, I did. I don't know if you remember, but years ago, I got to go to your, tell me the name of it again, the 7 Chair, 7 Generation. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. I call it the Sevenfold Legacy Chair Gestalt. It's a center of 7 generations where you go 7 generations deep in healing all the traumas and all the things that are locked in our map of our body. Basically, we've recorded, you know, we're just like a big memory stick, basically. It's, we just take on things, and sometimes we access it and sometimes we don't. And this process is a safe way to play out and to meet yourself, talk to yourself, talk to another person in your family or a person who, you know, has caused you some kind of pain in some way, or just get some answers. So it's a role playing class, and it's a lot of imagination is involved, and it's very powerful medicine, very very powerful community shamanic building medicine.
I was on the speaker.
Yeah,
that's
the
perfect. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Please.
Because I think you came to a class where I taught how to laugh, a laughing class one time as well.
I came to that one, too.
Which is kind of similar. Mm-hmm. That's a very powerful class, too.
I find the laughing medicine to be, in the past, it was one of the hardest. I was such a sourpuss, but I'm getting there. Like, I took a laughter yoga, but now I'm finding, like, laughter is what fills back up my energy field. And I know that because I got drained the other day by an energetic vampire. That's a whole other thing, you know. I had, like,
yeah.
Is
that the water fountain? The water fountain deal?
The water fountain deal. I don't know what that one is.
Yeah, you got knocked over by some guy in a water fountain or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of – I have this, like, bully thing going on. I'm going to try to go to your workshop as well, you know, because I think a good healer needs to keep working on their own stuff and keep healing, which I do. I do that because I know that God, I mean, bless the trauma that I've been through. It has helped me get where I'm at, but it also created, you know, a need to continually work on layers that come up. And so I have this bullying layer. Like, I had a couple of people start to bully me about the name of our show. I had a guy yesterday shoo me and kind of push me away from the water fountain because he needed to keep jogging. And I'm just like, what? What is happening here? I got angry. It actually gave me fuel for my entire workout class. I was lifting those heavy weights like, it was something.
I read that.
Tell
I was
ya.
Just like, what? Like,
yeah,
what?
You didn't at first. Well, because it was so shaming. He shushed me too. Shush, shush, go. I was like, ooh, and I was, you know, I was kind of distracted. So I'm definitely hearing for myself, from my guides, become more mindful. This is an imperative, sensitive time, and everything is possible. I need to kind of jump into my PhD, or maybe it's my master's, who knows, until I get there, because I'm in the moment, but definitely of mindfulness, of being, you know, aware of my surroundings, be aware of my body, because this is important, and I'm just hearing that. I don't know why. I don't know, but they told me that, and that was my lesson this morning. A tough lesson. I was like, God, I feel horrible. Oh, dang, but you know, I'm here to support people. I know you are too. There's so many healers and people rising up and making these offerings. And I just really hope. One thing I noticed is that it's kind of, the word isn't incestuous. What's the word? But sometimes, like, yeah, me and you still need to go, or I can't speak for you. I still want to go and do things, get healings. But who needs it the most? Hello, it's the, you know, the people that are still in their mind, not in their practicing their heart. How do we get them in, man? How do we bring our medicine to them? I don't need to give my, you know, I don't need another, you know, shamanica person showing up at my workshops. It's fine. It's good. It's fine. But I really want, what would be the word for that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I understand what you're saying, because it's like preaching to the choir. You know, some people understand some of what you're already doing because they kind of do the work. And but you're looking for like the novice, almost the person who needs the healing, who is trying to understand and trying to find a way other than modern medicine to, you know, complement, you know, their healing through, you know, this intuitive psychic or whatever kind of way they're doing it, you know, through, you know. I think our job is to build community, you know, and that's always been my big thing. Our job is to build community, and by building that community, we share our medicine with the community, and by sharing our medicine to the community, we attract the right people to the events that we do. They bring the right people that need to hear the message, and if they don't come, they take our message, and they share our message to the people who are in the community. And out of curiosity, some of those people will follow through and want to meet you or me or other people, participate in a drum circle, participate in a salt cave meditation, participate on the Shakti shakedown, you know, on a weekend. I think community is important. I think that's something that we have to keep building all the time, you know, and stress that, because we live in such a me world. We're so separate and it's all about me. And I get that, that you have to take care of yourself, but community is important. I think, you know, healing the community, healing the planet, healing, you know, the individual, and helping heal, you know, Mother Earth along the way, and her vice versa, is important. That's how I do my work.
Well, that's beautifully said. There we go. That's what I was trying to say. That's it. That's amazing. Community, yes. And the beehive concept, just briefly, seems to be, and I've just got visions of this in my head, little tidbits here and there. If you think about it, it's like, so the bees have their whole community, but it's, and people keep saying the hive mind. I think it's about, yeah, like all of our communities then interconnecting too, to some degree, you know, and it's.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely happening online. Like online, I'm like, oh my gosh, that community is now linking with that. And I see all these people bridging the gaps of, yeah, separation. It's really cool. And it is still a little like one-sided. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I mean, maybe not all or nothing,
sure.
But yeah. Yeah. I think I'm noticing, like, I mean, Shakti Shakedown is a good example of people are coming there thinking they're just going to maybe have a glass of honey mead. And then, you know, they end up, they're going to have a solstice ceremony with me on the 21st there, you know, or something, or I have a girl doing power animal retrievals and a guy doing massage. Like, they'll just be like, what? Self-care and dancing. So I guess that is already happening. I don't know why I was like, I needed to be more this, like that was a little bit more, but you know what I meant.
You're the queen. You're the queen bee, Dawn.
Well, hopefully we can all be queens and kings of our own domain, you know?
Absolutely. That's what we strive for, right?
Well, I know we're a few minutes late. Did you want me to get Craig's number on there, or Greg's number on there?
I think he's on. I think he's here.
Awesome.
So if you're ready to bring him on, I can click the button, the magic button on my side.
Click that magic button, please.
All right, here we go. It has been clicked.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour.
Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Yeah, did you get to listen to the first part of the show?
I caught just a little bit there at the end. I'm definitely appreciating the talk around community and how that all impacts that interconnectivity that makes the magic happen.
Yes, yes. I thought you would like that. So why don't you go ahead? I've been speaking to the belief board for, you know, throughout the show off and on, and how, you know, it's really helped change my subconscious beliefs of I have to defend, I have to, you know, that I'm the one that's creating my reality. Like, I literally went on a journey with my belief board, and we were speaking about that this weekend when we got together, that, you know, it's not what I expected. I just thought it was going to be this gorgeous, you know, board with the affirmation. It looks so beautiful with this powerful statement. Little did I know that that this board was going to take me on such a cool, to be so supportive during times of feeling down, feeling powerless, feeling alone. It's like I would be sick and alone, and then, you know, walk through my hallway or sit on my couch and see my board there, the resist nothing, and know that, you know, that I'm cared for and taken care of. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think it's a good offering for the new era. So tell us everything. Tell us about yourself and how this came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is just the battle that I went through firsthand was with depression. And in my depression, I became very aware of my negative self-talk, started journaling my negative thoughts. And I've been trying for the last couple of weeks, and even more so even since we talked this last weekend, of pinpointing who it was, where the source of inspiration was for even starting with positive affirmations. But once I had started journaling my negative self-talk, just writing the exact opposite. So if I said, I'm a loser, I would write, I'm a winner. And I made two completely separate notes in my phone. And every morning and every night, I started reading the positive twists, is what I called them. And I just, at first, I felt like I was lying to myself. I felt that anything that was coming out, I couldn't think of an example. Like, when you're in that type of a mindset, anybody who's battled depression knows it's isolating. It's an experience that is unlike anything else because your own mind is working against you. It's been hijacked in a way that it's hard to break free from it. But I just stayed with the habit, and I just told myself whatever I wrote as the negative, like I'd stay through with this and see what came of it. And it took me about 2-3 months of repeating this every morning and every night. It was this wave of
Hello?
I started to... I'm here. Are you guys still there?
Yes,
yeah, there's
we're still
a little
here.
Feedback coming from your end, I think.
Sorry,
I'm not sure why.
Is that any clearer? I'm trying to...
Yeah,
that's
it.
Oh, that's a lot
that's
clearer.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm glad you guys said something. Yeah. So with positive affirmations, it became this tool for me to start to find examples in my life, and I realized just how much we create the reality around us. And so the more I would tell myself I'm confident, the more I got to a spot where I was recognizing examples of my confidence in my existence, and that just created this feedback loop that allowed me to build off of this really dark place. And we're bombarded in the world around us with this subliminal marketing, and the idea behind belief boards is, what if I choose what my subliminal marketing message is? What if I invite into my environment, the places where I spend the most amount of my time, something that directly affects the messaging that I want to be feeding to myself? And it gives a level of empowerment and control to the purchaser of this opportunity to decide that I'm worthy, this opportunity to decide that I'm so loved, this opportunity to recognize how limitless the world is around us. And the more we start to invite those thoughts, the more we create the habits of creating and cultivating the environment to allow those things to come to fruition in our experience and live those things that we truly desire.
Wow, I love that. I love the feedback loop and the subliminal messages. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this offering. It's such a powerful, it's a powerful medicine. What do you think, Iggy?
You know, I actually used that years ago when I was in multi-level marketing. You know, they used to call it vision boards. And what we do is we would cut out things from magazines and just things that we thought we wanted to obtain in order to, you know, keep us motivated and keep us in the right direction to, you know, you have to believe that you have it before you have it, I guess, was their theory behind it. But yeah, it's pretty good. I've gotten away from it, and that's something I might really consider here to put back into my life again, because it was really powerful.
Yeah, and I think where we see the recurring benefit is trying to separate people from the conditional outcomes of the things that they want to invite in. Like, I love the idea of vision boards and having a clear direction of what will bring you that joy and what will bring you that excitement, but the power in believing that excitement is with you, that's something that's inherent to your being, and inviting it in a way that it's a belief system that we carry that can help just consistently feedback through. And then what experiences, what outcomes, what visions get seen through to fruition will be a mirror of this identification with worthiness, this identification with happiness, this identification with the true beliefs that bring the fulfillment that we're seeking. I actually have a vision board that I made a couple years ago around the same time that it was very popularized. I want to say the time like a book like The Secret came out or something around this space. And I remember crafting and creating it, and I still like can see in my mind putting that together. But that was a similar inspiration to this. It's great to set your intention and set what it is you're actually doing this for. But ideally, like, it's about building up the people from within so that they have the power and can carry the power themselves to bring about all of the things that they want that align with their thought patterns that they're feeding to themselves.
Yes. One of my teachings that I've realized as I've been doing my medicine work is that you cannot, like, and I've heard different feedback on The Secret and different manifestation laws, that you cannot create something without honoring why you're blocking it. So, you know, that's, it's almost interesting because, you know, it's the, when you're doing affirmations, most people aren't as diligent as you. Like you said, you did it morning and night for 3 months. Like that is how you go in and, you know, you honor the shadow of the subconscious. You know, you're like, okay, why? Like for me, if I think of my favorite board so far, the Resist Nothing, I think about, you know, how I had to go in and feel where my literal muscles were resisting. I had to go in and breathe into the blocks into my mind. Like that's what I mean by the journey. It wasn't just like I look at the board, you know, or I look at an affirmation book or card a couple times, or I go to a class and I say, I now, you know, choose this in my life. Like that doesn't really do anything. What's great, I mean, I spoke to this earlier, but what I find great about the board and why I think it's two things that's such a great tool. One, it's going to reach a market of what we were talking about, of people who think they're just getting like a pretty, you know, a gorgeous thing on their wall, and then they're going to go on a journey without knowing it. It's going to go to their subconscious.
Absolutely.
And, well, of course, I don't remember the second, but I love that.
The power in it is like choosing that journey, and sometimes it speaks to you in a way that you don't even realize. Like somebody who picks up a You Are So Loved book, like may not even realize that they've neglected that self-love, that self-care that there is a part of their deepest desires. And there's times where you'll be challenged in that feeling, where something happens in your life that feels contradictory to it. And just having that something that you invited into your life, you never know what you'll be up against. That it can be a tool in unexpected ways. So I love this idea of the journey that it takes you through, because it's gonna, if any belief, it's going from a belief that doesn't currently serve you into something that allows you to fulfill the vision of your desires. And with that, like making the choice of this is what I want to invite into my experience is such a powerful step on that journey, and inviting it in, you never know what can come from, like when it pops back into your life in a way that it can cause comfort. But the first two, and my whole experience with belief boards, I feel like invited into this experience. It was actually Terry Yanko who came up with the idea and the product and was putting it all out there. And I was one of his first customers. And I remember reading these glowing reviews on Etsy at the time that, like, it wasn't the type of product that somebody just was like, man, it made for a good addition to my house. It was like this depth of meaning to the individual that it just, she's like, I deal with incredibly like difficult anxiety. And some days I just go up and read Breathe Easy, You Are Enough. And just reading that gives me peace. And to have that power that when you can recognize more efficiently or more quickly that your thought patterns have broken course from the beliefs that you do want to invite into your experience, and having a tool that's there to just consistently remind you in a way. I've surrounded my entire life with positive affirmations in that way. Like between my two are asking you shall receive and breathe easy, because I deal with that, everybody deals with in a large extent of not inviting enough peace into the present moment. So remembering to come back to my breath and just find comfort in it, and then asking you shall receive, and knowing that there is this power of manifestation that we all are blessed with, and finding, it's about finding that balance of how we can open ourselves up to the most creative state that we can be in to allow for those creations to flow. And sometimes it's just a matter of asking. And so I find peace in those two. They've been very central to my own journey with belief boards, and they were the very first two that I bought. And now I'm just excited to be invited into the experience from this end and see how we can share it with the world, because I think it is, it's a tool that invites so much power for so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Terry, visionary.
Yeah, visionary. That's right.
Such a visionary. I would like to get the You Are So Loved. I can, like, feel in my cells that one would take me on a journey of all the times, all the places, all the media, like you were speaking to, and how we're subconsciously inundated with, you're not good enough, you need to, you know, buy this cream, you're not good enough, why don't you have the latest phone? Like, there's literally shame if you have a certain iPhone. I'm like, what is happening? This is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to know I'm loved, man, for who I am.
Yeah. Another area Terry's a true visionary is, he, like, went back a generation purposely. He's like, everybody's going to these bigger phones. Like, I wanted the smaller one. He's like, I went in and got the, I forget what generation he ultimately went with. But he's like, I just want, like, I don't want it filling up my pockets. So he went backwards just, I think, for the sake of doing it. But a true visionary. Breaking the mold. He really is.
Breaking the mold. We all are. I would like to get him on the show one of these days. He's a genius. He's channeling, and we'll... Thank you so much. I'm wondering if there's anything else you wanted to add before you close, and also definitely let us know how we can order a board, because it's holiday time. So these are like best gifts ever.
Before we go into that side of it, I'm just interested to learn more about your guys' experience in the radio show and getting your active voice out there. Like, one of the things that I'm still working through is finding my own voice through this experience, and it opens up a level of vulnerability that I didn't realize how much fear I had blocking growth in that particular direction. So I'm always interested in learning more of where you guys sound your voice and how you guys have made such a beneficial impact with it through what you're doing.
The best way to do a show is naked.
I've done it topless, not naked.
I said the best way to do a show is naked. That way you don't have to worry about anything.
That's really funny. I actually, one of my blocks around this vulnerability, one of the things I like, I'm just a big proponent of, if you recognize that fear, the best thing to do is like overcompensate. Like, I dealt with the fear of death, and so I jumped out of an airplane. I figured if the percentage of death was so small and
cool,
I couldn't find
That's
comfortable
awesome.
To do it, just go do it. And so I don't know how, but I talk my wife into doing that too. But around this vulnerability thing, I've been I even reached out to like an artist community about like posing naked for people to draw me, and I was like, that is about as vulnerable as I could possibly feel, and see if I can just be comfortable with that. But I haven't pulled the trigger because that fear is still there, but I think at some point that might be my true breakthrough moment.
Cool.
You're kind of asking a couple hams here. Iggy and I love attention. But that's what bonds us. We're like, look at us. That being said, I could speak to the vulnerability part of putting yourself out there in a way that so speaking and being in front of audience, all that comes naturally. But when it is, like, not a copycat of someone else's work, or, like, when it was truly coming from my experience, my soul, like, I'm writing a memoir. In this memoir is some, like, really, some stuff that's really going to trigger people, because I've had some really intense situations in my life. I had to make some really intense choices. And, I think, like, the key for me is to know that is to take it a moment at a time. Like you were talking about being in the moment, and we actually that actually came up in the guided meditation today. If you go back and listen, in the journey, it was really cool. My guides showed us as like giant people, and we had one foot on the past and one foot on the future. And I was told to guide everyone, you know, one foot slowly drag it out of the past and place it on like just a mat that says the now, the present, and then take that other foot out of the future. And I think that helps me with vulnerability, is like not to have expectations what my work, how it will be received, what it's for, why it's happening. I just try to keep it as pure as possible, and that's a practice. And also being open to the fact that when you are really vulnerable, when you really are open and speaking from your heart, for me, I've had two extreme responses. I have people who are like, that's so authentic. I love this. I'm drinking it in. And then I also noticed that there's another smaller, thankfully, group of people who are like, I don't want to be vulnerable. I'm not ready yet. Your light's shining on my shadows and it's triggering me, and they'll attack. And so I think it's like a very, very natural thing, because when you are, like when I first talked to you last weekend, like what I saw really moved me. It moved my heart, how you were feeling deeply and sharing deeply. And I don't know if that's like arrived, how much that's arrived in our culture for men, but I was telling Terry, this is powerful medicine. And, you know, some men are going to be like, oh my gosh, like we're guys don't, you know, we're supposed to be like this and this, and yeah, it might trigger some people, but the people that can really receive it, like that's the what I would focus on.
Yeah. I love that. Like be authentic and let it be for the people it's meant to be, and just kind of have a non-resistance or a non-deterring response to the people it's not just yet ready for.
And you can shake and do it anyways. Before I followed some of my dreams, such as teaching workshops at music and transformational festivals, I would be so scared. This wasn't even excitement. This went into literal, like, I felt like I was going into a lion cage. My body's like that. My mind's like, come on, you'll be fine. And my body's like, you're about to die if you do this meditation in front of all these people. And you know what I do? I do it the freak anyways. I'm like, I might be shaking. My voice might quake. And then through repetition, my voice has gotten stronger.
Yeah, I love it. That's powerful advice. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you very, very much. I'm so glad you came on. We only got a few more minutes, so go ahead and bring us to the belief board. I know which one I'm buying next.
Belief board, very easy to find. www.beliefboards.com. We are active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm getting messages out there across all platforms. So if you ever want to check us out, we have pages set up on any. Just follow us, and we'd love to share. And we really love having an open, active dialogue with our community, too. So, Don, we loved having you out to hear more about your experiences and the journey that Belief Boards took you through. But we do believe in the resonating effect that comes from these boards. And with that, we love hearing about people's experiences related to anything involving positive affirmations and how it's impacted their life. And we hope that people come in, check out the product, find that these sturdy boards make a welcome addition into their home, office, wherever they spend the majority of their time, and with it find the beliefs that they're looking for.
The beliefs that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it.
www.beliefboards.com. Easy as that.
Well, I'm following
you
on Instagram
so much.
Now.
I really appreciate you guys having us on. It was it's an incredible experience to hear your guys' journey, and I'll definitely go back and listen through the guided meditation. It sounds like it's really meant to speak to me today. So thank you so much for the support and the love. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much. I'm kind of giggling to myself because I have I get little snippets of visions of the future, as I say, get back in the present. But it's funny because I do see sort of what people are manifesting. And I think because the theme was community today as well, like you have no idea. You and Terry have no idea what great medicine this is just yet and where it's going to go. I see it becoming, I see aspects of it coming in that you'll be so surprised about, you know, like, I'm just grinning ear to ear. I'm like, you have no idea what's coming. You're building more than you know. That's what I mean to say. That's the little psychic Dawn of the New Era piece. I just got this flash and I was like, oh, I have to share that. Have a lovely rest of your day. I'm going to finish here with, let's see here, the pleasure piece. I don't know why I'm supposed to read about pleasure. Maybe it's because the controversy, how things are just heightening within, you know, politics and, you know, just walking around in at the grocery store. Like even if I just go to the grocery store during the day, I see like the fractured and the discontent in people's eyes, and it's really intense. And so we talked about a lot of different tools today in order to integrate the harshness. We talked about affirmations. We talked about community, mindfulness, and pleasure. Pleasure might be our January topic because it's coming in strong. And let's see if I can find it here. So I opened up to pleasure in this poetry book, and it talked about bees. So I want to see what that says here. Oftentimes, in denying yourself pleasure, you do but store the desire in the recesses of your being. And briefly, I want to speak to that statement. I wrote, I was talking actually to Terry Yonko on the way back from us getting together and doing videos for Belief Boards, and we were talking about how repressing ourselves, repression leads to aggression. And it's true, like, we can't repress our deepest, truest desires. It will be stored in the recesses of our being. Who knows but that which seems omitted today that waits for tomorrow? Even your body knows its heritage and its rightful need and will not be deceived. And your body is the harp of your soul, and it is yours to bring forth sweet music from it or confused sounds. And now you ask in your heart, how shall we distinguish that which is good and pleasure from that which is not good? Go to your fields and your gardens, and you shall learn that it is the pleasure of the bee to gather honey of the flower. But it is also the pleasure of the flower to yield its honey to the bee. For to the bee, a flower is a fountain of life, and to the flower, a bee is a messenger of love. And to both bee and flower, the giving and receiving of pleasure is a need and ecstasy. Be in your pleasure like the flowers and the bees. Wow.
So you should be at 100% now, right?
What's that?
You should be at about 100% now?
Yes. I am filled up 100%. You're so cute.
All right.
I feel very complete. I do. I feel super complete. I'm just going to mention one more time about Shakti Shakedown on the 21st, and that's going to be a solstice celebration. So there'll be a lot of fun activities there, and that's at Brothers Drake. And my website, dawn-thompson.com, and I'm always available. You can get a hold of me there for personalized journeys and meditations and sessions.
Beautiful.
I'm so grateful for you, friend, and I'm grateful for everyone who listened. I hope that someone got something out of it that helped them for today.
All right, my beautiful sister, you have a great week, and we'll see you next month. Actually, I'll see you before that, but
yes.
We'll see each other soon.
All right. We'll talk on this platform next month. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.